Now, the allergic reaction story is an interesting one. Reviewing our data since we've started using the drug commercially in February of 2004, we find that our serious allergic reaction rate is 0.5%. And we've had no patients that have required overnight hospitalization, even for those serious reactions. When I talk to my colleagues in North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, you hear a very different story. And there, they're seeing very, very high allergic reaction rates, well in excess of 10% of the patients, and that's really rather scary. We really don't have a good hypothesis for this regional difference, but it does seem to be a regional difference because when I talk to my colleagues at other New York hospitals or at Yale or in Boston, the experience is also that serious allergic reactions to cetuximab are quite rare. So that raises the question that a lot of us are wrestling with now, cetuximab versus panitumumab, and how do we make those choices? If I practiced in an area that had a very high rate of cetuximab allergic reactions, I don't think I would care to take that risk, and I think I would use panitumumab routinely. I practice in an area where cetuximab reactions are quite rare and really don't seem to be a clinical problem. The data, both the original U.S. data and the randomized confirmatory data from Dr. Cunningham, show us that cetuximab is more active in conjunction with irinotecan than it is as a single agent. We don't have data one way or the other to tell us if that's true for panitumumab as well. My guess is it will be, but I've been known to guess wrong before. So if I live in an area where cetuximab allergic reactions is not a serious safety issue, I'm more comfortable using cetuximab with irinotecan. If I lived in a high-risk area for allergic reaction, I think I would use panitumumab, and I would probably make the leap of faith and give it with chemotherapy, though I don't know if that's the thing to do. If we start to see some data where panitumumab plus irinotecan has the same 20-plus percent response rate that we see with cetuximab plus irinotecan in the irinotecan refractory setting, then that would give me a higher comfort degree to go there. Then I think we could start looking at price issues and various other things.